Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with highs around 89. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 52. Tonight, clear skies. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 89. Clear skies and dry Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid-80s. Taking a look at the extended forecast, 70 Tuesday, 84 Wednesday, and 75 on Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 50.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Julio Flores tells us why Emporia Police had an extra presence at Emporia Middle School through Thursday.
Captain Ray Mattis says officers were notified about a possible threat to the school around 7:15 p.m. Wednesday. Mattis said a student had threatened to bring a gun to school Thursday and was telling students via email not to attend. Mattis said officers have found the student who allegedly made the threats, adding the student had no access to firearms and no students were ultimately at risk. Extra law enforcement will be around Emporia Middle School on Thursday after at least one social media threat about school violence. I'm Lou Flores.
You may notice extra patrols set up across the railroads around the state. Operation Clear Track is an awareness campaign that encourages people not to trespass on railroad property or use the tracks as a shortcut. It's part of a larger program called Operation Lifesaver, which began in 1972, the country's largest rail safety initiative. Officers were in El Dorado and Rose Hill on Thursday. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Have you lost CanCare? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good morning. It is Friday, September 27th. It is 8:05. I'm Mandy Fick in for Natalie Hadley, bringing you your KQNK news brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas Department of Revenue is pleased to announce updates to ICANN, the state's award-winning digital government platform. Along with an improved resident profile interface, Kansans can now update their vehicle's address on the platform up to 90 days before their renewal date, a process that used to require a trip to a DMV office. David Harper of KDOR Division of Vehicles Director said their goal with ICANN has always been to make vehicle and driver services readily available to all Kansans. This new feature is a significant step towards that vision, allowing us to better serve Kansans and improving the customer experience by reducing the need for in-office visits. First introduced in 2018, ICANN encompasses services from numerous agencies in a consolidated experience for Kansas residents. Through ICANN, residents can renew driver's license and CDL licenses, ID cards, and vehicle registrations, order birth, death, and marriage certificates, request address changes for licenses and vehicles, and purchase annual park passes. The platform is available on web or mobile browsers and with a native mobile application. Residents are encouraged to create an ICANN account, which speeds the renewal process and offers a view of past, current, and upcoming transactions. A guest payment option is also available. Since its launch, nearly 1 in 2 Kansas residents have registered with ICANN, and the platform has processed over 4.5 million transactions, representing nearly $1 billion in revenue collected for the state. Katie Beth DeShepper, General Manager of DMV for Payit, stated, "The Kansas Department of Revenue is always looking for ways to improve their service offerings through ICANN, and we are excited to continue our partnership. The enhancements we've made to the user experience and the addition of vehicle address changes directly result from collaboration with Kansas and user feedback we've received. These updates also make it easier for us to deploy new services in the future, which will ultimately make the ICANN experience even better. This week, September 23rd through the 29th, the Kansas Highway Patrol is partnering with Operation Lifesaver, Amtrak Police, and hundreds of local, state, federal, and railroad law enforcement departments for C-TRACS Think Train Week. KHP will be participating in Operation Clear Track alongside fellow law enforcement and first responders to raise awareness and enforce railroad grade crossing and trespassing laws nationwide. Operation Clear Track is the largest single law enforcement railroad safety operation in the U.S. The goal of C-TRACS Think Train Week's Operation Clear Track is to reduce pedestrian and driver injuries and fatalities around railroad tracks. Law enforcement will be stationed at targeted railroad grade crossings, handing out railroad safety cards to motorists and pedestrians, and issuing warnings and citations to violators. Federal statistics show that every 3 hours in the United States, a person or vehicle is hit by a train. Operation Clear Track is an effort by Operation Lifesaver, Inc., Amtrak Police, and law enforcement partners nationwide to raise awareness and strengthen rail safety in communities across the country. U.S. Senators Jerry Moran from Kansas and Angus King of Maine introduced legislation to address the national housing shortage and make it easier for rural workers to live in the communities they serve. The Farmhouse to Workforce Housing Act would expand the existing housing preservation grants program to allow rural homeowners to construct additional housing on their property, such as an attached apartment unit or a small home nearby, to be available for rent. Currently, HPGs are underused and receive limited funding that can only cover small costs and repairs. This legislation would optimize the program for rural housing creation, increasing its funding and expanding eligibility for homeowners who want to participate. Senator Moran stated there is a high demand for rural housing across Kansas, and it's important that our housing programs offer creative solutions to address this issue. Modernizing the Housing Preservation Grants Program will help create new avenues for renovating and constructing homes in smaller communities across the country. This legislation would allow recipients to use HPG money to construct additional housing units either within or outside their home, authorize funding for the nationwide program at $200 million, offer grants of up to $100,000 to low or medium income recipients, require the original home to be 25 years or older, established a required landlord education program to help homeowners learn how to oversee rental housing, and create a 5-year ownership and occupancy requirement upon completion to prevent homeowners from flipping their property at increased values and prevent developers from taking advantage of the program. The Kansas Water Office's KWO Solomon Republican Regional Advisory Committee, RAC, which does include Norton, Phillips, Rooks counties, and others, will meet to discuss current water issues affecting the region as well as the state. The meeting will be Tuesday, October 1st at 12 p.m. via Zoom meeting. The agenda for this meeting will include a discussion of the Kansas Water Authority's strategic implementation process efforts, updates from the Kansas Water Office, and updates from each RAC member. The agenda and meeting materials can be found when available at kwo.ks.gov, or you may request copies by calling 785-296-3185 or toll-free 888-526-9283. The virtual link can be requested by emailing kwo.info@kwo.ks.gov. I'll be back with more of your news after this.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
A waxing gibbous moon, the ringed beauty of our solar system, our spiral galaxy neighbor, and a double star system in the Cygnus constellation will all be in view during the stargazing event hosted at the Kansas Wetlands Education Center on Friday, October 11th from 8:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. The Fort Hays State University Astronomy Club, led by Dr. Paul Adams, College of Education Dean, and Dr. Jack Maysberg, Associate Professor, will help visitors locate several deep space objects using several high-power telescopes. Come be dazzled by the craters and seas on the moon, the stunning rings and moons of Saturn, M31 Andromeda Galaxy, and double star Albireo, with one star shining blue and the other gold, and global clusters packed with thousands of stars. You may also be able to spot M13, known as the Great Hercules Cluster. Bring the whole family for a night of stargazing, cookies, hot cocoa, and discovery. Learn about the wonders of the universe from the knowledgeable members of Fort Hays State University's Astronomy Club. The Kansas Wetlands Education Center, affiliated with Fort Hays State University's Worth College of Science, Technology, and Mathematics, is located 10 miles northeast of Great Bend along Kansas Highway 156 at Cheyenne Bottoms. For more information, visit wetlandscenter.fhsu.edu or call 877-243-9268, and this event is free to the public. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects to begin work on the first phase of a modernization project on approximately 6 miles of K-23 in Sheridan County the week of September 30th. The project will involve full-depth reconstruction of the pavement into a 30-foot paved surface with 3-foot turf shoulders starting near Road 70S and extending north to Walnut Avenue in Hoxie. The bridges spanning Sand Creek and the South Fork Solomon River will also be replaced. Work will be phased across multiple construction seasons, with most activity occurring off of the roadway in 2024. Daily lane closures may be necessary at times, and traffic will be directed by flaggers in those instances. KDOT plans to close the highway in March 2025 and reopen in late fall. A state route detour will be in effect during the closure. More information about the closure and detour will be provided at a later date. The project is expected to be fully completed in early 2026. The project is part of KDOT's Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program, known as EIC. Spore Land Development of Oakley is the primary contractor, with a total contract cost of approximately $19 million. For more information, contact KDOT Area Construction Manager Todd Anderson at 785-953-6011 or todd.anderson@ks.gov. It's a busy time for farmers in Kansas with fall harvest underway. The Kansas Highway Patrol would like to remind motorists to use more caution and patience when traveling around farm trucks, tractors, combines, and other implements. Captain Candace Brashears stated, as the busy farming season is underway, each traveler in Kansas needs to be more aware of increased farm implement and truck traffic. In Kansas, we have many trucks exiting and entering the roadways at any given time. Traveling around these vehicles requires extra caution. Most farm equipment is not designed to travel at highway speeds and may only travel 15 to 25 miles per hour. Farm equipment is often wider than the lane of traffic, so extra room should be allowed when sharing the road. Caution should be practiced on all roads, but especially on busy rural roads with unmarked intersections. Tips to keep in mind: don't assume the farmer knows you're there. Pass with extreme caution. When a farm vehicle pulls to the right of the road, it does not necessarily mean it is turning right or allowing you to pass. Be patient. Think of the slow-moving vehicle emblem as a warning to adjust your speed and pay attention. Your KQ&K News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag LLC, farmers helping farmers succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay football coach Lucas Melvin to talk about the team and their upcoming game tonight, homecoming at Travis Field.
I'm here with head football coach Lucas Melvin. Coach, looks like another great win last week as you defeat the Smith Center Redwin by a score of 54-22. Why don't we go ahead and talk a little bit about the first half there?
Yeah, first half, we knew, you know, Smith Center and us are such a big rivalry. We knew we had to be ready. And they came out first drive, and we, you know, you make a mistake against their wishbone and they make you pay. We made a mistake, they got a long run. And they scored first, and then they made the two-point conversion. So it's 8-0 really quick. Luckily, we took the kickoff back for a great return, and we're in on their territory, and we were able to score quick. And then the rest of the half, really, we played great defensively, and we moved the ball well, and we were able to get a 28-8 lead at halftime.
Yeah, you know, Smith Center has come out usually in their first set of downs, and they played old-fashioned Smith Center football. But then they had to go and do a couple different schemes there to maybe trick you out of your defensive schemes and so forth.
Yeah, they'd made some moves, too, with personnel because they put their quarterback, who had been quarterback all year and was all quarterback all last year, they put him to running back. And he's one of their better runners. I kind of understand it, but their quarterback they had in wasn't a real threat to throw. So that just made us really stay in our, you know, our run-stopping defense even more. And I thought the kids really did a great job for the most part. You know, second half, we score right away, get the kickoff, score right away like we had planned to. But then we give them a drive, and we give up a halfback pass with their old quarterback throwing it, which is something we had talked about at the beginning of the game. Hey, halfback pass is always an option now because that kid was the quarterback. And just breakdowns defensively here and there is the only thing that really hurt us. Overall, I mean, I don't think they had more than 110 yards offense on our varsity, but we just had a couple breakdowns that cost us.
And, of course, in the second half, you're starting to pull away a little bit against the Redmen, and you're able to throw in some junior varsity in there.
Yeah, our junior varsity went in, and they played against their varsity for a little while, and that's how they got their third touchdown. Our JV was in with only 10 guys, and they were, and their varsity was in, and they ripped off a long run on us. But I thought our JV after that really played pretty solid against some of their varsity players, and they did a good job.
Monday night, the junior varsity runs over to Smith Center. Not as good as that you thought that maybe the junior varsity played.
No, we did not play very good. We had a lot of turnovers, fumbles. Threw at least two interceptions to them, and we gave up two touchdown passes to Smith Center. And so we did just not play very well. Kind of disappointed in our focus and our you know, missed assignments and things. And these guys know they got to get better. And you know, Smith Center JV is pretty good too, though.
Now back at the practice time, you always have a practice player of the week, and who did you name that?
Nick did a great job. Nick Carnes and. He really had a great game against Smith Center. He plays hard for a guy who's a little undersized on the defensive line, and he just carries that into the week of practice. And, you know, since he doesn't play a ton of offense for us with the varsity, he plays our scout team D. And that's just the kind of guys we need to get better, guys that are willing to do whatever to make their teammates better, and Nick does that.
Now here it's homecoming week, and your first district playoff game, and it's against the Minneapolis Lions. They're 1-2 on the year. So what do you know about Minneapolis and what they've been doing? They take a loss last week against a 3-0 Ellsworth team of 26-21. So what is it something that you know that Minneapolis might do against the Blue Jays?
Minneapolis has a great quarterback, and they throw the ball a lot compared to what we've been seeing. They throw more than they run, let's put it that way. And the running game's pretty good too. So they're well balanced in that they can do both. And like I said, the quarterback is such a threat, not just to pass, but to run. And when I say pass, he'll buy time by running around, and then he'll either take off and run or burn you with the pass. And so he's very talented. Defensively, they play a defense very similar to ours, which is going to be a test for us. And they have some really good kicker who kicks it very deep and can kick field goals. I mean, they've got a lot of different weapons that, on offense, defense, and special teams that are going to pose a problem for us. And I think they're a pretty good team. And they played a very tough district last year with Nemaha Central and Sabetha, and they gave Nemaha Central a game last year. These guys know how to play hard and play in big games. So I think they're going to be a good team.
And like you mentioned, the league that they play in also, they start the season with Southeast of Saline, and then they go to undefeated Ellsworth. So they're probably dying to have a win.
Yeah. And then, like you said, their two losses are to two undefeated teams. This is a good team. And Minneapolis in the past couple of years has played us very hard. So we're going to have to be ready to play for sure.
Homecoming week, like we mentioned, I hope there's not a lot of distractions, but something special to you that on your walk down here to Travis Field.
Yeah, Legion Riders, who are so awesome. They do the flag raising every game, and they're going to lead us down the hill, which is always just special. I even talked to the guys about it at practice yesterday and just how neat it is, that feeling when you have all those motorcycles roaring around, just get your blood going, and it's a pretty neat experience that we get to have.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best luck on homecoming week against Minneapolis Lions. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Melvin.
Thank you, Fig, and thank you, Coach Melvin. And good luck to the Blue Jays tonight at homecoming against Minneapolis. Your weather is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. For today, sunny with a high near 89, calm wind becoming northeast around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low around 52, northeast wind around 5 miles per hour becoming calm in the evening. For Saturday, sunny with a high near 89, northwest wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming northeast in the afternoon. Saturday night, clear with a low around 53, northeast wind around 5 miles per hour becoming calm. Sunday, sunny with a high near 86, calm wind becoming southeast around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon, and Sunday night, clear with a low around 54. Monday, sunny with a high near 88, and Monday night, mostly clear with a low around 47. I'll be back with more of your weather after this.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your forecast, Tuesday, sunny with a high near 69. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 49. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 86. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 54. And Thursday, sunny with a high near 81. Currently, under fair skies, it is 54 degrees. The humidity is at 82%. There's a south wind at 5 miles per hour. Barometric pressure is 30.03, 48 dew point, and a wind chill of 53. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control today at 785-202-0167 for all your pest control needs. Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Kansas State head men's basketball coach Jerome Tang spoke to the media this week, and he talked about what it's been like getting attraction from five-star recruits, something that the Wildcats haven't really been used to.
We've always had a terrific product here. I mean, like, the fan base here is the best in the country. The league we play in is the best in the country. There are kids out there that value the family environment that we have here, and the small town feel, the college town, and, you know, being the pro sport in your town. You know, I mean, that's just, You know, that's appealing to a lot of kids out there, and it doesn't matter if they're 4-star, 5-star, whatever. But I've always taken the philosophy or the approach that that pretty girl won't dance with you unless you ask her, and so I got no problem asking.
The Wildcats open the 2024-2025 season with an exhibition against Fort Hays State on October 29th and begin the regular season hosting New Orleans Tuesday, November 5th. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
When you're an expert on soil and crops, you're a soil scientist. When you're an expert on the weather, you're a meteorologist. And when you're an expert on soybeans, you are an Asgrow farmer. Like you, Asgrow brand is relentlessly focused on soybeans, with localized products featuring leading genetics and weed management systems. It all works together to give you maximum profit potential. Visit Asgrow.com. It's all about the beans. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.